Of entry. Since the first confirmed case reported this week, ACSA says it has increased its responsive measures, including deploying military health personnel to airports. The members of parliament are currently on a tour of the Port Health Service facilities at OR Tambo International Airport. The man who has tested positive for the coronavirus passed through OR Tambo, forcing management to up its screening protocols. And lastly, Passenger Rail Agency has until close of business today to settle its outstanding debt with the City of Cape Town. If the municipality bill is not paid, services will be disconnected. PRASA offices and facilities would impact on trains. The city says that PRASA is behind on rates and services amounting to 114 million rand, of which 98 million rand is in arrears. Eskom recently disconnected the Western Cape rail network because PRASA did not pay the January bill of 6.5 million rand within its two-day grace period. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 15 rand 73 cents to the US dollar, 20 rand 45 cents to the euro. One British pound will cost you 17 rand 81 cents. Gold is selling at $1,686.22 a fine ounce. In your weather, Johannesburg is sunny, with temperatures expected to peak at a high of 26 degrees and expected low of 13 degrees. Recapping your top stories this hour, advocacy group says Ramaphosa must make good on the GBV promise. For UJFM News, I'm Dominic Machola. More news updates to follow at 4:30.
UJFM Traffic.
Officially, the UJFM Drive team has jumped into the second hour of the UJFM Drive. If you just tuned in, we welcome you so warmly and we would like you to know that we do appreciate your presence. It's time for us to give you your second traffic update for the day, and this time we are going to start off in Midrand again, this time at the N1 southbound. It is said that there is a crash just after the Allendale Road exit and is causing some queue in traffic. In Paulshof, that area is experiencing some power outages and therefore traffic lights will not be working at multiple junctions in Paulshof, so do expect some delays if you are in that area. In Bedford View on the N3 northbound, a stationary truck is just on the link to the N12 East and Galulis interchange and is also causing some queue in traffic. And in Omonde at Xavier Street, it is said that traffic lights are not working and causing some queue in traffic just at the M1 highway interchange. In Sandton at the Grayson Drive on the eastbound, roadworks are taking place.